Two key Palestinian groups, Hamas and Islamic Jihad, have agreed to participate in talks in Cairo on stopping attacks against Israelis. They had threatened a boycott. Islamic Jihad is one of the most radical of the Palestinian groups fighting Israel's occupation of the West Bank. The group claims responsibility for some of the bloodiest attacks on Israelis during the 27 months of the Intifada. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from the West Bank city of Nablus.
In an unheated university classroom in Nablus, two young men wearing clean, well-pressed jeans say they hope to become suicide bombers one day. Both are 18 years old, with just the beginning of mustaches on their upper lips. They won't give their real names, using nicknames instead. Abu Mu'tasim says he joined Islamic Jihad 2 months ago, just after three Islamic Jihad gunmen killed 12 Israeli soldiers and Jewish settler security officers in the West Bank city of Hebron. Israeli military officials say the ambush was meticulously planned and executed. The other new Islamic Jihad recruit, Abu Samad, says the attack made him proud.
Hebron attack confirmed that the Islamic Jihad is very strong, and it changed the theory that the Israeli army is superior army, and we could get victory over this army by our faith.
Abu Samad says he gained new respect among his peers when he joined Islamic Jihad, and he says he recruited eight of his friends to join as well. Their commander, a soft-spoken 25-year-old, says Islamic Jihad has more recruits than it can absorb and has had to turn people away. He says new recruits are carefully screened to make sure they are truly committed to Islam and to the Palestinian cause. Abu Samad says Israel's recent assassinations of Islamic Jihad leaders only strengthen the movement.
Every Israeli army assassination attack against Islamic Jihad leaders, that gives them a motive to be recruited, two or three come to join the Islamic Jihad to take revenge and to teach the Sunnism a lesson that the blood of the Islamic Jihad is not cheaper than their blood.
Israeli security authorities say Islamic Jihad is harder for Israel to fight than other organizations such as Hamas and the Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades. Yoni Fiegel of the Israeli Institute for Counterterrorism was a former military governor of the northern West Bank.
They're a very small organization, very secret one, and this can give them the freedom of movement, of hiding and operating, whereas a larger organization, of course, leaks can go out and they are more exposed to the operational intelligence measures by Israel.
Fiegel estimates the Islamic Jihad has several hundred members, including about 100 fighters. He says it is well-funded by Iran and has even been giving weapons to other organizations, such as the Al-Aqsa Brigades. Members of both Islamic Jihad and Al-Aqsa say there is close cooperation between the two groups. They also say that dozens of fighters are leaving Al-Aqsa, which has been facing financial difficulties, and joining Islamic Jihad. Palestinian political science professor Ali Jerbawi blames Israel for the growing strength of Islamic Jihad.
We are being humiliated on checkpoints every single day, and people are not moving from one place to another. The economic situation is extremely bad. The level of unemployment is worsening. So you can put all these factors together and you can find out that the level of frustration among Palestinians is rising. So you can draw the conclusion.
Back at the university in Nablus, the new Islamic Jihad recruits say their parents worry they could be targeted by Israel, but they say they are willing to pay any price to defend their land against what they call the Zionist enemy. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Nablus.